six, nine, or ten. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then.
Oh, with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wild flowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wild flowers don't care where they grow. I grew up fast and wild, and I never felt right in a garden so different from me. I just never belonged. I just longed to be gone. So the garden one day set me free.
She Oh, you gotta love early career Katy Lang, don't you? I do. My sweetheart just reminded me that K.D. Lang performed that song at the closing ceremony of the Calgary Olympics many years ago. K.D. Lang, Big Bone Gal. Before that, we heard the trio of Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris covering Dolly's song, Wildflowers. Kim Ritchie with Can't Find the Words. Feist gave us 1, 2, 3, 4. And we started out our show today with Nelly Furtado, Powerless, Say What You Want. Hey, everybody, this is Jane, and I am delighted to be hosting Something About the Women today. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. And it's been a long time since I've hosted. I was supposed to host last month, and then there was a mix-up on the schedule, so I had the pleasure of another Saturday off in the summer, which was not a terrible thing. But I have missed playing songs on the radio and interfacing with listeners, so it's great to be back. It is 11:18, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and if you have a request, you can give me a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
But the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you, but if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our passions other people's concern, and we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. Is to fall from a great and gruesome height. So you know I asked a friend about it on a bad day. Her husband had just left her. She sat down on the chair he'd left behind. She said, what is love? Where did it get me? Who ever thought of love is no friend of mine? The shoulder of your driveway and the words I've never felt. And so for you I came this far across the tracks, 10 miles above the limit and with no seatbelt. And I'll do it again. For tonight I went running through the screen doors of discretion. For I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me. Hello. rise up to see what I've got. My days slip like coins into a slot, they are gone. The shadows lie long. I've been banking on a broken machine, left unattended like most of my dreams. Rusted components.
Texas in a little town called Lockney, which is somewhere close to Lubbock, but not too close to Lubbock. Nobody likes to be too close to Lubbock. But I have five great uncles who were all farmers during the Great Depression. And after the Great Depression, well, four of them sold off their family farms and they bought liquor stores and dry cleaning businesses, getting ready for the oil boom, you know. But one great uncle, my great uncle Tootie, never sold his farm. And he pushed a plow for almost 80 years. And he's still living out there in Lockney, Texas. And this next song is a tune that I wrote for him and his wife, my great aunt Nettie Mae. And my great aunt Nettie Mae said that surviving the Great Depression on a farm was not easy, and she understands why the young farmers nowadays are having such a hard time, because she went through it herself. And the dust blew so hard during the Great Depression on her farm that she said she was afraid to go to sleep at night, because she was afraid the dust would blow so hard one night that she'd wake up of a morning and find herself living in Oklahoma, and she, by God, didn't want to live in Oklahoma.
Baby, I know that we got trouble in the fields when the bankers swarm like locusts out there, turning away our yield. The drought Trains roll by our silo, silver in the rain, and leave our pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden grain. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking a Great Depression. Our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, when they stood out in these empty fields and dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. What if we sell that new John Deere and then we work these crops with sweat and tears? You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. Now there's a book up on the shelf about those dust bowl days, and there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos on every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want this rain to fall or the weather to get colder. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. What if we sell that new John Deere and then we work these crops with sweat and tears? You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. Hey, you'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love right here in these troubled fields.
Yesterday, a friend of his ex-wife called me to say he just gave it to God and slipped from the living. The bills piling up and a back that was given in. And it's been years since I've seen anyone. Now I'm just sitting here in the dark, stalling out in my car. Under the wheels of a train in a midday suicide. After a losing streak, he just stood on the tracks and gave it to glory. I never called her to say I'm sorry, my friend. It's been years, but I'm thinking about you and all of your tears. And I'm sitting here in the dark, afraid to make a stupid call, wishing I could bum a take that ride for the years we missed and the friends that died. Sideswipe, baby, on the road somehow with a pack of dreams that just weren't allowed. Maybe you're walking those halls all quiet and sad, or sitting in the dark all scared and mad. Feel my hand reach across and don't forget where you come from, baby, 'cause there's truth in it. Cold in those days by the light of a fire and a pep rally haze, with the smoke and lounge pass and a reason for living. No matter how bad it got, we wouldn't give in to it. And it's been years since I've seen anyone cry these tears. Now I'm sitting here in
trust in us, they're gonna be like us. It's okay for us to disagree, we can work it out lovingly.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hey, everybody, it's Jane. Let me tell you what you heard in that set of music. We started out with Dar Williams and Iowa. And then we heard a couple of songs from an acoustic CD, which is a version of the released CD, Poseidon and the Bitter Bug by the Indigo Girls. So after Dar Williams, we heard Digging for Your Dream featuring Emily on lead vocals. Before that, we heard, oh man, I keep mixing this up. You can tell I haven't been here for for 2 months. After Digging for Your Dream, we heard Nancy Griffith live version of her song Trouble in the Fields. And then we heard Amy Ray featured on Indigo Girls' Ghost of the Gang acoustic version. And we just heard the Dixie Chicks with Keb Moe with I Hope. And it is 11:41, and I hope you are having a decent Saturday despite the muggy, cloudy, showery weather that we are having here in lovely Medford. But it's always nice to have a weekend, and, you know, what else can I say? Having a little tunes to accompany you. You know, hopefully it's all going well. And we got about 20 more minutes before our six-pack at noon, our six-song set, songs about adolescence.
Warm my mind. things quite what I thought. I got holes in my fishnets and holes in my last alibi. And I can't remember when it was that I last saw blue sky. And
love when this happens. Straight up 12 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. We are halfway through the show, Something About the Women, and we are here every Saturday.